record yes.
Ticket?
Yes, he did. Yes. Yes, he said. Well, the two of them will play.
With no Jenkins, does that mean Bromley will get some time? He'll be up and get an opportunity again?
Who?
Bromley.
Bromley. Yes. Oh, you're on the other side. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking on the offensive side. Most likely.
Is Jennings back to doing what he was doing before the injury? The victory?
He hasn't played in a while. I mean, how can you say he's practiced well? He certainly knows his assignments, knows exactly what's expected of him, and he's a guy that, you know, knows his own body and works so hard at it that I think that he feels good about it.
Do you have to track the number of snaps he has? I know last year Andre Brown came back and played for a while, ended up carrying 30-something times or whatever it was.
And we won the game? So it might be 50 if we could win. At this point, we need a win. Anything else?
Perry talked about trying to communicate it differently with players this week. I think you sort of mentioned that also with regard to mm-hmm. the zone read. How do you think they responded to that, and what was your sort of approach?
Well, I think
that?
There were some different methods used of presentation, and we did some things in advance of, for example, what was to be done Thursday. We did post-practice on Wednesday, that type of stuff. But I think just hammered away at what all the responsibilities are, and not to leave the. I mean, this is a very good running team. They have every form of run known to man now. So you can't, rob Peter to pay Paul. You gotta make sure everything is ready. And I think that's where the focus in segments was on the read option, and then the majority of the rest of the runs that we saw were. The base runs that deal with their offense, and then we would come back to the zone. For example, the last period here today has been two or three zone reads in a row. So,
how much is ball control a key Sunday?
They're good at it because of the run. It'd be great for us. It always has been. If we could keep the ball away from the other guy's offense, we're all in favor of that. Got to run it a little bit to do that, and that's the issue. We've got to run the ball better than we have for the last couple of times. And we're going against the number two defense in the league.
Beyond the statistics, what do you need from Jason Pierre-Paul going forward here?
You need big plays out of your big play guys. So no matter what it is, maybe he slaps the ball out, creates a fumble. Maybe he tips the ball in the air and we get an interception. Maybe he chases the ball down from behind. Maybe he recognizes the zone read and the dive doesn't have the ball and he's able to shuffle off and get us an extra guy on the quarterback. Play as hard as you can. Right now, know what you're doing. Know your assignments. Give great effort. Don't look at the scoreboard. Play four quarters. Make something happen for us, in a positive way. And I mean, that's what everyone has to do, Everyone has to play that way.
With him, you've known him a while. Is he the kind of guy that you just have to constantly be finding ways to remind him of that, to keep him at that high level?
No, he's been, since coming back this fall and being healthy, I think he's been, really focused and energetic and worked hard in practice. He obviously doesn't have a lot of numbers to show for it, but that hasn't been the case. I mean, he's worked.
Coach, how much can you look at what the Rams did to them 2 weeks ago in terms of getting after Kaepernick?
Well, you look at them all. You can look at that and you see the 8 sacks and 16 hits on the quarterback and, such an incredible finish to the game. But so you take them all into consideration.
Is the number one priority against this team, though? I mean, you've mentioned it several times already that their run is such a big part of the game. Does it all start there with you guys for this team?
I believe me. To me, that's what the National Football League is. I know where we are. I got it. I get it. The ball's in the air a tremendous amount of the time. But if you don't stop the run, the signal that you're sending about the physical nature of your play is not good enough. So that's where it starts with me.